also, you see, if you do mutation with dogs, they become different type of dogs. Similarly, the human beings you will find. So here is the most vital point coming here in this chart, if you see. See, the genetic mutation, what is fact, what is myth, is clearly shown here. What is fact is this: when you do mutation, variations in the original form come. Whereas what the scientists are expecting to happen is, unlimited new forms will come by mutation. So this they tried with multiple experiments. If they succeeded in this, Darwin's evolution theory will be a proven fact now. If they succeeded in this, they did not succeed. By any amount of mutation, they could not change the species, and the species remained the same. That is the point made here. Even if some slight modifications in the structure of the species comes, but again it switches, comes back to its whatever you call as, you know, quote unquote normal or whatever. It comes back to that. Therefore, the mutation, we have not changed any species. The species remains the same. So that was one thing. Now, I wanted to show one PowerPoint. See, did we evolve from branches to benches? Here is a classroom. You know, he is teaching that we came from the apes to humans, isn't it? So, in Science Digest, there was an article. Somebody asked a question. We sometimes see the monkeys with all their four legs, and two hands and two legs touching the ground, slowly standing, slowly standing, slowly standing, and then becoming a human, isn't it? So what is the basis of such drawings? So science, you know, that magazine, Science Digest magazine said, pure fiction. Because these are only, you know, some kind of theories that man has speculated. Are there practical evidences for the links? Ideally speaking, you should be able to show links at every point. Now I showed you a video before, which was the video was showing, dismiss, correct, no? Like for example, 1911 Piltdown man, you know, it was actually not a Piltdown man, it was a monkey. But the scientists had brushed the tooth to look like that of a human being kind of thing. I don't know whether you all have heard about Haeckel's fraudulent charts. You heard about that? No, Haeckel, what fraud he did, actually there is biogenetic law, there is a law which is a concocted law. What that law says, that all the species which were, you know, the evolution took place until you become a human, they happen in the womb of a mother. That is a biogenetic law, you know, gradually, that means from a singular cell, then multiple cell, and all the different evolution you went through, finally come. But that law is not true, it is proven also, now it is proven now, because you only see certain stages of development happening in the womb. But what Haeckel did, he wanted to somehow prove that man came from apes. For that, he did some blunders which were exposed in the scientific field. I have an article, I can show you that later. But now let's go to this. Here I am summarizing the things here. What is the source of this universe? Where has it come from? So I have put two views. Contemporary worldview means current day schools, what they teach, Darwinian approach, and the Vedic worldview. So, like, you know, the contemporary worldview is, many people think that this world has no God who is doing anything. Everything has come from a big bang. Whereas the Vedic worldview says that God created everything and everyone. The very meaning of the word cosmos means an orderly, harmonious, systematic universe. If you see in the Oxford dictionary, it says this. That's the meaning of cosmos. It's a harmonious, systematic universe. So, okay, let us see why are they talking about Big Bang theory? Or by the way, what is it? Here is a summary of the Big Bang theory given there. Big Bang theory says that there was a point long before, and that point was of infinite temperature, infinite density, and infinitesimal in size. And then when it exploded, all the, you know, worlds came out of it. And it cannot be physically described. Mathematically, it's like singularity. You cannot verify it. And it's beyond all conceptions of space and time. I don't know how can this be called a scientific theory, because it is mathematically unverifiable, it is beyond conception of space and time. Basically, the faith is not eliminated in science, faith is given a new type of garb by giving this theory, you can see that. And on the right side, I have quoted Albert Einstein, who says that I believe in God who reveals himself in orderly harmony of the universe. He believed in a great intelligence behind this creation. So, this is about the source of the cosmos which I showed you now. So, did everything come from a Big Bang, one point, which some people think, or everything started from a big brain? There is a brain behind this creation, who has created everything. This is Bhagavad Gita, like Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. He says, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. He says, Gama vishyacha bhutani dharayam yaham ojasa. Ojasa means energy. I enter into each and every planet in the universe, and by my energy they stay in orbit. He says that, so you can put gm1 m2 by r square and find out what is the mutual attraction between the weights which is sustaining the planets. But if there is a mutual dependence in this world, there has to be absolute dependence also. For example, say all of you have been to your school and college, isn't it? So you were depending on your teacher.